This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about how expensive housing generally is pushing people to live on public land in the West. This is long-term, out of necessity. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Jonathan J. Myers used to sleep out by the river in Boise, Idaho, because he says no one was telling him what to do there.
I could drink as late as I wanted, get up whenever I wanted, drink again. So for me, it was because of my addiction, but there's lots of other reasons why.
Myers says others who stay outside or on publicly managed lands simply can't afford to live in town anymore.
A lot of it, I think, it's got to be to higher prices, higher costs of living. It's just people can't do it.
Myers is recovering from his addiction, starting a new job, and staying at a shelter called Interfaith Sanctuary. But he's been on a wait list for affordable housing for 2 years and suspects he's still behind about 300 others.
I don't know. I don't think I've gone anywhere on that list.
It's even harder to find places for families to go because they often can't stay together in shelters. Jody Peterson-Steigers directs Interfaith Sanctuary and says her hotel program has a waiting list 180 families long.
There's not the beds available for those people being forced out of housing. And so when the weather's like this, they're gonna find other options right now.
Options like public lands where people can camp. For example, open fields just outside Boise, overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. BLM officer Brian Adams says he's seeing a lot more families living in these undeveloped open spaces.
And seeing that the kids in that situation, it's heartbreaking. They shouldn't be worrying about housing issues when they're, you know, you're 6 years old. You should be worried about playing.
Adam says he's seen about a tenfold increase in people living on these public lands in the last few years. Becky Andres is the Idaho State Chief Ranger for the BLM, and she's been working with more people who are overstaying camping limits because there aren't other places they can afford to live, like one trailer we stopped by. Most undeveloped public lands have stay limits of about 2 weeks. This trailer had been there about 2 months.
We've been patiently working with them as they work through their situation and try to find more sustainable housing.
Public land agencies do their best to keep campsites clean, but they are concerned about human waste, land overuse, and garbage. Some land managers have started working more closely with social service agencies to help unhoused people and keep public lands healthy for generations to come. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.